Enron and its former auditor, Arthur Andersen, have both hired technology firms to retrieve documents that employees deleted from company computers. This field is called computer forensics. It's not clear yet how much the professionals will indeed be able to recover. To get some idea, NPR's Barbara Mantell invited one forensics expert to take a crack at recovering deleted items from her computer.
Eric Oram is standing in front of my computer holding a floppy disk. Oram says the software on this floppy will help him find a document that I'm sure I deleted. The document is a list of contacts for a story I worked on recently, and not only did I delete it, I made sure to empty the recycle bin as well.
So right now I'm just going to insert the disk into the machine, into the computer.
Oram turns on the computer and an unfamiliar window appears on the screen.
The next thing I can do is enter in what I want to search for. And we're going to enter in German consulate, that's right.
That's one of the contacts listed in my document.
And then I'm going to begin my search. Depending on the size of the hard drive, this can take anywhere from a few minutes to a few hours.
It takes exactly 5 minutes. The search has told Oram that something on the hard drive contains the words German consulate. In a real investigation, Oram would use another piece of software to make an exact replica of the computer's hard drive to take back to his office for a more intensive examination. Oram says most of my deleted documents are probably still on my computer.
You don't really erase it as you would, let's say, you know, markings on a whiteboard. All you've really told the computer is that this space is now available to be overwritten.
But chances are there's enough free space on the hard drive so that the computer doesn't need to write over deleted documents. And even if it does, it rarely writes over the entire document. Fragments, maybe even large fragments, are still there. Deleted email can be trickier to find because many systems store email in code. But often, plain English versions of the email will be lurking around the hard drive because, Oram says, of the way people use computers. They often are doing more than one task at a time.
You're writing an email, you're looking on the internet, and you're doing a Word document. Every time that you're switching windows, you know, you're switching your screen to see, oh, I'm working on the Word document, now this, you're putting whatever was on the screen originally into temporary space on the computer, into your RAM. All right, that's your temporary memory. As your RAM fills up, it starts to access the hard disk. So you might find remnants of an email that you're writing just on the hard disk, numerous places.
Peter Varick is Oram's boss. Varick is the president of DIBS USA, a computer forensics firm based in New York City.
Our success rate, I would say, is 95% and higher. There's very few times when we can't find something. Now, I have to be, to clarify that, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to find what you want us to find. Working on a recent child abuse case where we were working for the defense, our findings, in fact, did not help the defense.
Varick says computer forensics involves more than just analyzing machines. He has to analyze the people using the machines so he can know where and how hard he's got to look.
The most common profile for somebody who we're investigating is going to be somebody who is not computer literate and didn't know they were under investigation. They do not take precautions to try and remove things from the computer.
That's the category I'm in, says Varick. I use the computer, but I don't really understand how it works. Less than 1% of the people Varick investigates would be at the other end, someone who is very computer literate and knows they're under investigation. They will try to permanently remove things from the computer, maybe even using software called a shredder program. Shredder programs work, but they leave signs that they've been used, and that itself can raise a red flag to investigators. Once documents are found, the investigation doesn't end. Kenneth Shear is a lawyer at Electronic Evidence Discovery, a computer forensics firm in Seattle. Shear says it's not always clear how a document got into a computer, when it was deleted, and who did the deleting.
On a, for example, Windows 95 or 98 computer, if it comes up when you log on for a password, you can simply press the escape button and go right into the computer. That means anyone walking by the computer virtually can get into it. With more sophisticated systems like the Windows 2000 security system, which is indeed more sophisticated, still there are people who can break through that.
The computer forensics teams at Arthur Andersen and at Enron may be able to retrieve a large number of deleted documents, but interpreting their trail will be just as important. Barbara Mantell, NPR News, New York.